I notice I do fall asleep in lying down meditations, but now it's much lesser. See? I can stay awake the whole sessions. The thought is still constantly come and go. Coming. If I can recall, I just need to be patient, you know, just to be silent with it. Stay in my heart, is it? I recall correctly, is it?
Continue to be okay. Don't try to know. Then the shift of consciousness will come. When you are patient and suddenly your mind becomes very quiet, Then when the shift arise, your awareness nature will surface. Then you will know the mind without the mundane activity or the what they call agitation. All this, they will cease. That's why without the mental hindrance, without the sankhara activity, without the mind creating any doubt or wanting to know, all these are the factors that you need for the mind to settle down, for the sankhara activity to slow down, for your mind to not dwell, not cling, not hold on to anything. That's why you don't want to know anything. You don't want to do anything. You just let things be. Then all this activity of mind, which are normally the mundane thinking, the mental hindrance, the daily activity that you have gone through, because there is no order. You lack the stability of spiritual faculty and the stability of daily mindfulness. That's why this movement will be there. It's okay, let it arise. But you have to be patient to allow it to be. Let it be. Then whatever emotion or whatever fear or anxiety or what arise, be at peace. Be with it. Just silent. Stay with it. Even the strong, what they call very violent throbbing of the heart, the heartbeat, stay with it. Don't dislike it or do anything. Just stay with it. Allow it to be, like Colin developed the understanding. Be with it. When your awareness is with that thing, it will create the understanding and the condition for it to slow down, because you are not feeding it with any more thought energy. So that phase, many people cannot clear, cannot pass through, but they want to know. They introduce the thinking, then they develop the curiosity, the inquiry. Am I doing it correct? Is this what Brother Theo means? Or is this what the Buddha meant? Is this the thing that I'm supposed to realize? So all these are the interference from the thought. Don't do any of this. That's why I say when you meditate, don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just relax. Maintain awareness for as long as you can. When you maintain awareness, everything will start to slow down. Where you don't create any more thought energy for it to think, to proliferate. No more confusion, no more restlessness, no more worry, fear, or wanting to know. So all this, when they cease to be, means the mental hindrance cease to be. And what happens after that is beautiful. Where sati will take over. And sati is just that silent inner awareness before the arising of thought. That's why you must go through that phase until all thoughts cease. Whatever arise, let it arise. Then it will slowly, slowly slow down and finally cease. You have to experience the shift of consciousness and that initial quieting. I call it the quietening of mind. The mind becomes very quiet. Yeah, at that stage, it cannot cease yet. Cessation needs a lot of stability and understanding and wisdom. Then only even the glimpse of cessation is also not easy. That one you need to reflect, contemplate, and silence your mind until very stable, until the Dhamma becomes very clear. And then suddenly the condition falls into place. Then all this can happen. So today, the sharing is for you. Right? You go back, listen, and just do. Right? Don't try to know. Because it's not easy to go into the next phase. But once you go into the next phase, you will progress very fast and you will understand all these things. When you have the understanding and the faith, it will drive you. That is more important. That's why faith is very important. From there, the virya come, like PG. Then she has strong mind, very determined. So you develop that strong mind and determine and go all out to cultivate. And like Pucheng say, follow instruction. Don't add anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just relax, maintain awareness until the awareness nature stabilizes, until the shift of consciousness happens. Then you will start to understand what that true mind is, what that silent mind is. Then how come everything can become so quiet, so still? Then like suddenly, no thought, no movement, nothing. But there is still pure awareness inside there. It's like suddenly all the water that you see in the pool or the lake, the ripple all gone. The water become very quiet, very still. You must go through that. Then once you go through that, you will realize what that nature is, what that silent mind is, what that pure awareness nature is, the true mind. Then from there, thinking arise very fast. Perception arise very fast. Contact arise very fast. Then after contact, what happened? Because you are aware, you can see. You just let it happen. You are like a witness. Just the awareness nature, observe. There is no one behind to see, to observe. Just the awareness nature, aware, finish. Aware, finish. And that is what meditation is all about. When the awareness nature is aware, that is the one that can develop understanding, awakening. And sometimes it just trigger awakening. Insight into phenomena. Then all of a sudden, the Dhamma become clear because the condition is there. So all this is what the cultivator need to go through. Then after that, when it stabilized, there are other things that you will experience.